Okay. Why are we listening to my voice? We're listening to loudness. Yeah, I have to drink water. This chat may be interrupted. I mean, this podcast might be interrupted. I don't know. It always happens. I'm supposed to do something today. I think it's at 2 o'clock. I'd look at me like,
hey, did you forget?
That thing might happen. Could be a knock on my door. Oh, let me check my mic. I got different headphones on, so got the KC10 back. Because I love it. I love the clarity. Got the KC5. Like, man, not bad. It's lighter, but it's missing something. Yeah, so had a good break. So I might start doing this Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, just 3 days. This is way too much. Well, I mean, it's way too little things. It's way too much for me to talk about because I'll be talking about the same stuff over and over again. And people doze off. Well, I know you guys. I know the people who doze off. And I don't have to be like a teacher. Teacher and say,
kids, wake up.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Kids, hey kids. Listening.
With that ruler. Oh. Hey, how many went to the private school? Yeah, the ruler thing. Zoinks. Don't pee off the teachers. Don't get a. Oh no. That's in the old days. I still remember the first time I heard in Taiwan, the school I went to was private. It was very strict. They were hitting kids. The first time I heard, I think it was like late 80s, maybe 90s. Parents sued the school and teacher. Teacher got kicked out. School had to pay. Said, can't hit kids like that. And got, I think they got UN got involved. It was nuts. Because the kid was born here in the US and went overseas. Parents were born in Taiwan. So the kids, U.S. citizens, so when you had a U.S. citizen, you, what happened? It's an international incident. So the teacher didn't know. Whoops, right? Yeah, so after that, there was no hitting or nothing, but you gotta be, you know, on top. If you get something below B, can't forget C. Below B for a few times, you're out of that school. You can't get back in. It was so strict. That's after the incident. I'm like, wow, holy cow. And they shrunk the school a little bit because all the building up. It used to be a bowling alley and it turned into a Soko, which is a shopping center for Japan. On one side, the other side, and they shrunk it. I'm like thinking, oh, you know what? It would be so cool to see a rooftop swimming pool or a soccer field or something like what they did in Tokyo. Like, nope. Not allowed. They had it. I knew a few of the schools had it. They took it down because it was too dangerous. The roof caved in. Whoops. But the new buildings, some of the new buildings, they have like amusement parks on the roof. I'm like, oh. I'm like, whoa, that's nice. Wow. Okay, so anyway, it's a nice place to go. No, after all this craziness goes away, if Taiwan is still okay, pay a visit. Yeah. And have the food because it's delicious. And the whole island's beautiful. From top the mountain to the beaches. It's just amazing. It's a little expensive, but I think the future would be different, maybe. Okay, so I have a zero heads open. I'm like, yeah. Everybody's talking about that Brooklyn Subway shooter. People going crazy. People jumping off buildings in Shanghai. It's nuts. Phew. Wait a second. Majority Taylor Green says joining military is throwing your life away. Depends. But no choice. Why? I don't know. I almost joined, so I have friends still in it. Actually, I got this thing. I'm not supposed to. I had to sign a crazy amount of documents. But I really want to try it because I was approached by a friend, military. They're doing exercise. Say they're doing the hostage exercise in outdoors. I'm like, oh, it can be. So yeah, but you gotta play a role. But you need to sign all this stuff. You wanna play a role? Yeah. Okay, but, you know, you gotta be quiet about it. So, or like a couple years. Maybe you can talk. You can't talk the details, but you can say certain things. So the certain thing was, I was a basically a month or the, you know, hostage. I was working with either government or military. I was the guy who's gonna break away, and the key was like there's a certain things they did. So what the leaders knew. So I was able to break away. Sneak away. It's like, but you're playing this part for real. So if they caught you, they win. It's like, okay. If they didn't call you, you got to the other side of camp. You can tell them about things. and they get points or something. We're like, really? Oh, that's this is like realistic stuff. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, remember the camping stuff we used to do? It's like, oh yeah, okay. You have to learn how to do that in the middle of the night. And all you got is a compass. Like, oh. Alright. And they say, where you are is here, and where we are here, in how many miles? They say clicks. And it's in this degree. So you gotta figure your way around it. And I did it. It was fun. I got served with the... When we got to the other camp, they were serving, you know, like bacon, ooh, like sausage, powdered eggs. I'm like, yeah, why not? What? Like a good breakfast, some coffee, and had some Russian stuff. So, like, yeah, it's like, this is great, man. It was fun. They never called me back. I didn't want to volunteer again. No, it was just weird. It's like, why do I have to sign all this stuff for? Oh, this is fun. You know, like playing paint or play the Dungeons and Dragons in the woods. It's like, no, this is like, they want to find out. We'll be on what team? The next whatever, no, commands, whatever they do, wherever they send the kids to. I'm like, okay. Try to do that now. Oh, forget it. I'll be like, I walk like half a mile, man. Yeah, breathe. No. I'm looking at the building. It's called the Delmonico. That, I think that's the building. John Wick. I think. I don't know. Is it? They're gonna get evicted. The restaurant. Yeah, New York. New York is starting to crap. Don't go there. Wait till the craziness or the idiots leave. Then you go back. When it comes back again, he always does. New York's been like that. Like down, way down. They came back and peak over, then go back down. Let's see. Building in John Wick. That's the Japanese guy. John Wick. Let me see what it is. Yeah. Continental Hotel location. Kind of those. Beaver Building. Okay, so it's similar. New York have a whole bunch. punch them. There's the Flatreon, the same exact thing. It's a beaver. I don't know what that is. That's a nice building. It's a Japanese restaurant. I remember that. And the rooftop, I know what that is too. That's not on top of rooftop. Yeah, it's Rockefeller. There's a church also next to it. Has the same rooftop thing. Jump, wake up. He's funny, Joyzy. Oi. Oh, friends. Funny, Joyzy. Everything is cool. Yeah, funny, Joyzy. How about Bon Jovi? Like, oh, no. No Bon Jovi. I mean, I guess it's okay. Bon Jovi? Nah. Get that out. Dun, 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 dun. Anything cool? There's a helicopter that looks cool. It's $500,000. Yeah, that's too much. No, I thought about that. A couple of days ago, I heard what is it? What's that guy? Adam Curry on No Agenda saying about the weekend trip with the airplane thing. So I was thinking, like, no, just get a plane myself and fly it. Say, so, what would I get? I'll definitely not get any little thing. Like the Icon A5, it's good, but you can't go long trips, right? So you want to get something bigger. Cessna, maybe. But you gotta take a couple trips. Land, refuel. Maybe twice if you go across country. So what's the bigger version of that? So I'll totally. The Hoverland author. The one with the two pontoons. So you can land on water and stuff. Be neat, man. Just land on water. You can land on land. There's a... You can put the wheel thing. Like, hey, you know, that might be a good idea. Get something slightly bigger, or like mail transport, like mail, like not bush pilots, but pilots up north where they deliver mails and stuff. They will use something like that. Like, hey, that's not bad. But the Havlands is. They're pretty old, so. Like a medium, small, somewhere size plane. You can sit like maybe like 4 to 6 people. And with a little cargo. That would be bad. The upkeep, so like supercar, basically. So you gotta have lots of money. So I don't know where I'm gonna get it. I don't know where. But I'm sure. Well, my horoscope thing, the whole thing I read it, the last thing you could worry about, you should worry about is money. Because the money will come. Don't think about it. It's like, okay. Cool. I'll give it a shot. So anything else? I don't know. Kirk will being smell like a teen spirit guitar. Oh, selling for like $600,000. It's a Fender. I forgot what they call them, like the Fender. Well, it's kind of like the car. Thunderbird. Let me see. I think it's a Thunderbird. Not sure. Let me see. Fender Thunderbird. Fender Thunderbird. Yeah, because not. Sort of not. So that has more because of your name. So I played it. But if you buy new ones, they're expensive, is it? Okay, so there's Jazzmaster. I don't know if that's it. Or Mustang. It could be Mustang. What is wrong with her? Jaguar. Could be a Jag. I'm clicking on their website and it's not working. It's broken. Or because I have Brave browser. It's Jaguar. Thunderbird, I think Thunderbird is by Gibson. But Jaguar. And I thought it was the Mustang, pretty similar. So we could get the one that he played. We can get the one. But the one Fender makes is the same stuff, but it's brand new. Unplayed. It's $1,500. That's not bad. I don't know. I had a dream a couple of days ago. Like, had a like crazy dream. And I saw the 1960s Cream Stratocaster. Like, why is it in my dreams? Am I getting one of these? I mean, I love the sound though. I mean, they do make it brand new. They model off the original, but it's brand new. They've either ever played one back in the 60s. The sounds is amazing. Just wow. And Polar White, that's the one I like. Usually I modify them myself. I go by the different tuners. I'll change some of the electronics. Maybe change the pickups a little bit. But polar white, that's the cream color one. Well, actually, no. Polar white is polar white. But like standard Stratocaster. They call the players. Player Stratocaster. I don't know. There's no need for it. I'm not going to get it. I already got a guitar that sounds like it. And I got my broomstick. The Steinberger broomstick. And the bass, the broomstick's bass. Which I have to modify a little bit. I got to route it out a spot without killing the tune. Killing the sound of it, or pull a box behind it with a volume tone control. It doesn't, you just plug it in and it sounds. I was going to make a pedal, like a volume pedal with a tone in it. I don't know. It just attach it to the guitar, to the bass, and do it that way. We'll have exposed electronics. That would be cool. I'm not actually do that. Do a exposed electronics. It's better than like routing out the body, because when you route it out a body, it's the sound, it's gonna go away. It's gonna be strange. It's not cool. Should be fooling around with that. Unless it's not a stick bass. It's a regular bass. You got a spot for it on there. Not by the bridge, by the neck, by where the string is. That's where the sound, main sound's located. You don't want to drill stuff in there. But on the side of it, you can. But this thing I have, it's a stick. It's like a 2x4. It's really cool. I really like it. It sounds amazing too. For that price. And for what's made of and where, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It works. I'm happy. Okay, so anything else? I just joined the Substack. So there's a whole bunch of people around there. So I've been getting emails every morning. By everything. Mostly stuff right now that's talking about what the, you know, the same thing, politics. No, Cliff, I've, at least he talks about science and stuff, but everybody else, like, what's that? Why am I getting SEO crap? I gotta put this guy. I'm looking at email. My email. I'm just getting this crazy crap lately. Especially the ones like, oh my god. It's like, we just updated our software, we just updated our website, and you need to confirm your two-factor authentication. I'm like, okay. It's like, what? It's like, sounds like scam. But for the people who don't have a Thunderbird as an email application, use something else, you don't get this when you hover over a link, you don't get that 3 seconds. You can look. You can look at the HTTPS address, your URL address. You can find out who's it from. A lot of them are just some weird AOL account, some Gmail, and some weird overseas. Since the whole Ukraine thing happened, I've been getting a lot from Ukraine too. Like, are they need money there? Are they hacking? They're hacking people? Or are they hacking people for? Excuses, right? Excuses to do things. There are people like that. Not all of them are like that, but it seems like, seems so far there's large amount. MOBA, I got MOBA email. I've been ignoring because it's just too opulent. It's like, hey, I can get the same stuff in IKEA, but somewhere else, local. Why do I have to buy yours? Yeah, so, yeah. That's how. So anything else? I just saw something on, I see something on teasing. I was like, oh, man. They're turning down the, I've never been there. I've never seen it. But I read about it. And I've seen old pictures of it. Friends who've been there told me about it. The Nukajin? What was it, Nukajin? Capsule Tower. So on teasing. Here's the link. So the capsule, I don't know, it's apartment hotel. I think it was a capsule hotel. I think we preserve one room. And looking at the picture, it was like, oh, it's got portable AC. And it's got a old school dial phone, old school stereo system. Plus reel to reel player. Must be so expensive. But then again, we don't. Like, wow, this is cool. Yeah. They're going to keep one. They scanned the whole 3D. The building in 3D. And you just think about where, how far we have come. In the old days, you had to measure stuff and you did it manually in CAD, right? AutoCAD or something. And you just build this thing out where you can draw it by hand. But now let me put this camera, 360 camera, right in the middle of the room. Okay, let's go. And the thing you just auto scan everything, then it's like a few minutes later and like, hey, it's done. It's sick. What we have today. You can scan things. I can scan my coffee cup. My coffee cup. And I can import it into Blender or other 3D programs and sell it. I can sell it as a NFT if I want to do. It's sick. Where we are today. When you think about that, how far have we come? Amazing, and sometimes, you know, you think about it like, ooh, you know, this could be a bad thing. If they scan people, can scan someone without their knowing, You can upload that avatar as an avatar and pretend. Then you just think about, wait, are people up there doing that now? Or they've been doing this? Do you have an avatar somewhere in their collection? They're just gonna upload you with their profiles. Now, well, I heard the whole story about that. They go up. That's what they want to do. Plan was scan all the people on that stuff. Now you can do it. NVIDIA has a new software. Unbelievable. You can just take side view, front view, back view, left and right picture, and the software would AI 3D generate would generate a third 3D person. So look, you don't even need to scan anymore. Then you can just send it into a 3D space. Now, from what I heard, from what I read, all that stuff, they were going to do that, and they would take your Facebook, social account, everything, wherever the likeness, your sound, they would take my podcast, my voice, and add it to the person. And so this avatar will have a personality, but it's automated, but it's artificial, based on your profile. They're going to be living around, it's 3D space, and you can do whatever you want with it. Like, oh, I mean, to me, it was like, oh, wow, that's gross. I think that wasn't the response I was getting. I guess the person who told it to me first time, that's not the one I hear. I was like, what do you mean, gross? I was like, do whatever they want with you. Do you know? Do you want that? And the guy's like, yeah. I'm like, no. I'm like, they're gonna do some crazy stuff. I don't think so. I mean, if happens, I know that I'm here in flesh. And I see that thing. I'll just laugh it off. Or laugh at the person. It's like, well, you're. It's like, you know, so I jerk. That's what I say. That's the only thing I can say. It's like, you're a jerk. And then they'd be like, you know, whatever they do. Yeah, so just. You can't think past. You can't live like a normal person. Then, you know. Wow. Well, no, at least I'm alive. I'm gonna do my thing. And if you want to do freaky stuff in your metaphors, go do it. Freak. I still laugh at him. But of course, the plan was just upload everybody. So you just connect it. And you, I'm thinking that. Okay, so if you're connected and they won't let you go, so you haven't eat for a week, you're gonna die, right? And your soul will leave. Are they counting on that also? Yeah, one of our cranes just flew by the dynamic duel. They fly by. It's a little late today. Usually they're like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. They fly by and they land. You know, one of our neighbors' lawn, and they feed them stuff. A little slow today. Now, here's the 3D part. You just 3D scan that bird, mimic everything, which is just... Holy cow. And I'm not helping either, because I'm making a car feel like a car in the virtual world that I'm in there selling this stuff. Yeah. I'm sort of contributing, but you know what? Here's the thing. I tried it. There's tons of people making them, and it just, no, that's not a car. That's not how a car works. It doesn't do that. And I ask around, ask a lot of them. I was like, if a German car, it's like, nope. I don't have a license. I'm like, what? You have a German car. You don't know what it feels like. Like, you don't know. You don't know when you're doing drift, like, you know. You know, the feeling, that the velocity, the G-force, little G-force you feel when you turn, and the difference between the road, the tire, and your gas pedal and brakes. You know, like, always balancing. The type of surface is different, and different cars have different feeling to them. So heavier cars will turn a little slower, right? And it will have more velocity because it's heavier. And if it's like something between a four cylinder and a 12-cylinder takes off. Whenever Thor will launch off 12-cylinder car, it's a monster. That thing is just, whoa. But then there are aftermarket 4-cylinders that do that. But the regular 4-cylinders, just general, it's going to feel different. So you got to count of that, and you got low level, you know, like a sports car where they're lower gravity, right? Because their height is lower. Then you got the tall ones, like SUV. And when you turn, you're going to feel that. So I went in there to trying to figure out how to fix all that stuff, just to make it somewhat feels, you know, it feels like so forever, but hey, but that's the reason I did it. And the funny thing, yeah, is that yesterday I got two guys, just, and everybody knows these people. They would come in to a chat room or talk about stuff, and it's like, who has a vehicles program, or as we call a script, like, who has a vehicle script, who's the best, I want to make money's no object. I'm like, no, two guys. Cool things about that, you can right click on them, look at the profiles, and just, oh, new kids. So, it's okay. But, metaverse, can you do that? If you could, okay. Then, here's the thing with Facebook, how do you know? This is their meta, right? What do you know is a real person? Because I've been in chat rooms with bots, and I knew it was a bot after a while, so I would just keep doing that, keep feeding, keep saying all sorts of stuff. What? The thing is going crazy. And I have one that I circled question and answer. So it was doing a loop for a long time. And the bot went crazy. So I was saying all sorts of stuff. I'm like, so that's a bot. Like, wow. Holy cow. But then there are people like that. Compulsive behavior. People with chat to type things. They want to answer it. Wait, from fire. Bots do that. Sending fire. I throw you off. It's happened. Actually, it happened a couple times on the podcast. It's not even a real name. It's a person out of some weird number thing. Like, numbers and letters. Like, yeah, bot. Feels like a bot. If it's not a bot, whoops. But it feels like a bot. Okay, so is there anything else? Oh, finally met someone who bought one of my cars, which is because I love Continental GT so much. So I bought a mesh 3D. They call it full permission. I got a full permission, and then I put everything in there and then let it go. We're talking about that. BMWs and stuff. And I told him about my first time on Continental GT. And I got to drive it and just like, man, I'm nervous. I'm sweating. I'm nervous. It's like, why? Why are you nervous? Like, man, it's like if you crash, will you just dink the fender? Things like 20 grand, man. Like, no way. It's like, just trying to be careful. But the thing is, like, that thing has I think the one I was on, I think it's Vito. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe not. What is it? I don't know if it's a VTOL. I think it's a VTOL. Because there's a VA version. Could be a V8. Maybe it is V8. But it felt like, yeah, things just, you know, we step on the gas. I'm like, oh, jeez. And you can feel the torque, I think. And you can feel the heaviness of the car. Things, it's not as light, but it's close. Let me see what. I think it was a second generation. There's a third generation, which is the new ones. And I drove it. I was just like, whoa, it's nice. It was like, oh. No. So I made one. We're talking about that. But then we talked about the new BMWs. He agrees. Everything after 2013 sucks. It's like, yeah. I mean, some of the new one, yeah, maybe okay. But I was like, I hate that new nose. I was like, whoa, what the hell is that? It's like a snout. That's not BMW. So I still like the old ones. Old square body. And three. Those are nice. I don't know. I think it's just old school. Old school car thing. Like old school JDM things. New one's not bad. New Supra's not bad. And the new Miata's not bad. And Miata want to keep keeping the Miata as combustion and manual shit. I'm like, yes. Yes. I think I'll talk about that on Monday's podcast. So yes, we need that. Everybody's going electric. Ah, screw electric. Screw them. So this is it, I think. So I didn't get interrupted. I guess. I don't know. Be going soon. Just dropping off someone in a car dealership and get a car maintenance. I gotta get my car, my SUV, and get some maintenance. Oil, like oil, all change. I think that's it. It's nothing else. I have to change the windshield wipers. I can do that myself. Why not? So, anything else? I think this is it. Hopefully it's not boring. If I bored you, well, go to sleep. That's all I can say. Yeah, go to sleep. You suck. Everything else is noise right now. They will talk about the same thing. And half the people are talking about devolution. And like, I read the ones. Oh, so that's what's about. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And the other half's like, oh my God, economy, oh, cat spread. Oh my God. Just, and the other side, one, the other side, new variant. Oh, like, oh, wait a second. We're going to have something else, like bird flu. Meanwhile, crypto people are just like, man, what the hell is going on? What's with this drop? And what's going on with the Shiba Inu now on the rise? Does it have something to do with Elon Musk? Or what? Yeah, that's the whole world. I don't need to talk about that part. You know, you just look at all the news. Plus all the craziness in New York. Subway thing. Just hi. So if you feel the same way I do, just like but just look at the world, I'm like, go listen to a Loudness new album. Maybe a perk you up. And drink something from Japan. Actually, that's Korean. Curry sweat. That's Korean. But there's some Japanese sodas, drinks you can get. The Asian market. Drink some of those. Listen to Loudness. They're from Japan. And think about the dude, John Wick, when you say jump, now go find a friend with some crazy last name. With a k, and you can just put the R in the end. But you gotta do it. Like John Wick. John. Everybody's John Wick, John Wick. Right? Jump. You gotta pause the camera. Like push it out. And just right before the eye, you gotta pause too. Do that with a friend. I'm sure some people can't have those names. I mean, I can't, it just would not work. But just find the one what you think it will work. Find that. Have fun with life. You deserve it. And have a wonderful day of Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao. Well, actually, no. I'll be back on Friday. Tomorrow's off. I'm doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'll be back on Friday. See ya.